quarter to nine. A lot of discussion about the Hawks, obviously, on the weekend, and about whether they've taken too big a gamble, too many eggs in the O'Meara and Mitchell basket, and the what's going to cost them. And we've talked about how Saints have got that early pick now and what they're going to do with it at the end of the year. But the contrast, I suppose, is with the Sydney Swans, and they've managed to show us already, even though they're 0-3 as well. They've shown us some young players that we've seen, obviously Florent and Haywood. We saw Dawson on the weekend, Foote and Newman, who are rookie elevations. And the fact is they're being played. And it sort of made us ask the question about, well, have Sydney changed their philosophy? Are they now in a rebuild? So we thought we'd ask that. And Kinnear Beetson is the man who's, over the years, had some amazing picks at the Sydney Swans. Yeah. Dan Hannabury at 30, Luke Parker at 40, can you believe? Those two players. And even in recent times, the likes of Zach Jones, and in one year, Zach Jones, George Hewitt, Toby Nankervis, Alir, and Dane Rampey.
What about their rookie list players?
Well, yeah. Well,
Kinnear and Jack and Nick Smith.
Kinnear, about that. He joins us on the line. How you going, Kinnear?
I'm good, Hutto. Thanks. Yourself?
Yeah, going well. Did John Longmire come to you last year and say, righto, we don't rebuild at Sydney, but it's time to change? Has there been a change in philosophy?
No, not really, Hutto. No, I mean, the whole process is just ongoing all the time, the renewal of your list and the assessment of your list. We're certainly in no rebuild phase. We've never even used that word, to be honest. No, it's just evolution of the list, and I don't think this year is that much different to the 2 years previously. I mean, John's very keen to play new young talent when and if they're ready. 2015, for an example, I suppose we... Yeah, that year, Isaac Heaney, George Hewitt, Zachy Jones and Sam Naismith started playing. Last year, we had Callum Mills, Alia, Tommy Papley, James Rose and Dan Robinson. So this year is not unique, I wouldn't have thought. It's just that we've got off to a bad start for other reasons.
So it is very difficult, though, to finish top and still bring the, you know, if Hawthorn, it looks like it might have finally caught up with them. I mean, it's a huge challenge that the system presents to you, though, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But that's how the system's designed to work. For those clubs that are at the bottom level to get access to the more obvious elite talent, or to be in a position to trade those selections to get in senior players that are going to improve their list. I mean, that's how the system's designed. You know, don't make any mistake, we got some good young players in Ollie and Will, but it came at a cost. Like, we lost Tommy Mitchell, but got pick 14 for that, and were able then to work through the trade period to bring that draft pick up to selection 10, which, you know, then became selection 11 through the bidding system. And I think Will was selection 19 that drifted out to 21 through that bidding system. But, yeah, it came at a cost.
How important in... really, to be able to win flags are top 15, top 10 picks, do you think? Can you do it if you don't get at least some of those?
No, I think that's simplifying it. Danny's coached, and Rob would have had more of an idea of it last year, looking at it from sort of behind the coach's desk. Talent's one thing, but you've got to get them all on the same page, working together for a common cause. It's... six of one, half a dozen of the other, to be true, to be truthful. But, yeah, it's hard to win them without talent, put it that way.
Kinnear, you've done extremely well, and I know the Bulldogs have done well, with the rookie list system. And I read those names out. It's quite staggering. Grundy, Rampey, Foote, Newman at the moment, Smith, Jack, Lloyd, Naismith, Papley, all off the rookie list. Is it because you're... Two-part question. Is it because of your program in Sydney and you're able to put a lot more work into those guys, or is it just, you know, without, you know, looking at you, and they're great picks for a recruiter, it's staggering how you've been able to get so many players through the rookie list. What's your secret?
I don't know whether there's a secret, Danny. It is Danny, isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, Danny.
You can call me Spud, can you? It's all good, mate. Right.
I don't think there's any great secret. I mean, when we select our rookie picks, they're normally, they've been selected for a specific role on the list. Say, for example, Tom Papley, we've been searching for a small forward. for a long time, and Tommy was still there with our first pick in the rookie draft, so we decided to have a go at him. But when we select him, you know, I'd be lying if I said that we were confident that Tommy was going to produce the form that he did last year. So then that comes down to the development aspect that goes on within your club, and that's headed by Johnny Blakey in our club, and he does a fantastic job in that area bringing those rookies through.
Kinnear, Nick Del
just
Santo
take all
here.
The credit, Kinnear. That's the best one.
That's what we do. Yeah. Kinnear, Nick Del Santo, you mentioned earlier that you assess the list and assess your situation. How many times will that roughly happen a year?
It's virtually week by week, Nick, to be honest, because you play different oppositions. You have a look at their strengths and weaknesses, and that gives you a better snapshot of how you're looking against your opposition, where your strengths lie, where you're vulnerable, where the opportunities may come. In recruiting, you're looking at that all the time. You're looking at the draft pool. You've got a constant eye on the free agency list. You're trying to assess what might still be, what opportunities may be there through the trade. It's seriously just ongoing.
Well,
I mean, if you leave it to the back half of the year, the horse has bolted.
Yeah. Well, my follow-up to that is, if, and I don't think this will necessarily occur, but if the Swans don't win some games, does your tactic change at all and you realise that maybe you're not where you thought you were and you need to go down a different path in regards to more youth or moving on some of these older players that have been so good for so long?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. I mean, that's there's been a gradual change in the list with the retirement of some players. Now, Teddy went last year and Benny went last year. It's too early to say who might go this year, but there will most likely be others that will retire. No, I wouldn't have thought the results of this year will have a big impact on that. No, not at all.
Kinnear, appreciate your time. Looks like you've got some terrific youngsters coming through. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Kinnear Beetson joining us there. We need to take a break. Obviously, discussion about Sydney getting the academy players has been...
Can we talk about Sean Higgins after the break? At Fox Footy, I've got a big loaf, but that's right up there. He needs to pay land tax on that.
All the insights you're after here on the Wednesday Crunch.